flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now listen, I like telling folks about resources and services. I like making sure that folks save money. Because how much is a dollar worth again? There have been times in my life where a dollar meant the whole world to me. I remember being in college. I would, you know, be in my closet going through old purses, getting ready to do something, and I would find a dollar, and I thought I had hit the jackpot. You should have heard the hallelujah, the shout, the cry, and the scream. A dollar meant that I could get something to eat or just put a little gas in my car so I could get, you know, to class and then back to work. When times are hard and there's still a lot of month left at the end of the money, the difference of a few dollars makes a difference. And right now with the prices going up like they are, the cost of rent being so high, I have some good news for people who need to make every dollar count. I'm talking about getting a TAP card. That's a TAP card that stands for Transit Assistance Program. And now with this TAP card, a whole bunch of folks can ride the bus or the express bus or the light rail for just a dollar. And I've got Andrea Keepy here with me right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Andrea is a TAP program director for Metro Transit. Now, Andrea, I always tell folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So you got to tell me the truth about this TAP program, because the cards really let lower income folks ride for just a dollar, just $1, girl.
Yeah. Yes, we believe it or not, transit works better when more people ride. And so we want everyone who wants a ride to be able to take it. And hopefully people are able to get out of crisis mode and eventually maybe pay their full fare. But while their budget is tight, let's make sure everyone who needs to ride gets a ride.
Okay, now tell me this. How do you qualify for the TAP card? What do you need to do?
Well, there's sort of two ways to go. One is if you already have social benefits like SNAP, energy assistance, medical assistance, WIC. There's about 24 different programs where if you're already signed up for that, you can show one of your documents and apply either in person at our stores or online. It's a very quick form, maybe 2 minutes to type it out. And then you'll get our card. The other option is we have over 140 community partners, organizations that, you know, maybe food shelves, community clinics, places that you may already be going to get some help. And they can also use those to get you signed up, or they can go directly from, you know, maybe your pay stub, your tax return, your W-2 to directly confirm your income. Because we accept anything under the 50% of area median income, which kind of a jargon term, but basically for a single person, if you're making under $43,000 a year, you probably qualify.
Now, what does it mean for people to have affordable, reliable transportation?
See, I think it's really critical, and this is something we hear from our community partners that are providing those extra services, the food shelves, the other, you know, maybe the drug rehabs, people who are in that position where they do need extra help. Sometimes it's the fact that they cannot get there that's the problem. You know, what's the point of having an affordable, you know, pharmacy benefit if you can't get to the drugstore? What's the point of having EBT if you're living in a food desert and you can't get to the grocery store? So we got to have all the pieces working together so that people can get through those rough patches and you know, get out the other side.
Now, we talked about how to who qualifies, but I need to talk about the application process, because sometimes that is a game changer for folks. You know, you got all this paperwork and you already on the bus and you don't have a lot of time, and you got these kids. What kind of documents do you have to show to get the car? How difficult is it, or how easy is it to apply?
Sure. So the application, it's on a piece of paper if you go down to one of our transit stores or if you see one of our community partners. But the exact same form is on our website, and so you just type it in. But it's basically name, address, phone number. Just like any go-to card, there's also a password. So just in case the card's lost or stolen, you can reclaim it, and there's some security built in. So that's nice. But, you know, the whole thing, I mean, I don't know, takes a minute or two to fill that out. And then you just, if you're in person, you just show them a copy of some sort of identity document. We're pretty open on that. So, you know, a driver's license, a state ID, not surprising. But a utility bill or a lease statement is also accepted. So it's just like same day voting in the state of Minnesota. And the state of Minnesota makes that very easy to do. And then one of your income documents. So I already talked about medical assistance. That's a really common one. Food stamps, so in your EBT card or your WIC card. Unemployment's a new one we added just a couple of years ago. And, of course, if you've ever been on unemployment, you know they send you about, I don't know, 40 emails a day.
Girl, ow.
So any one of those will work. And then you're pretty much done.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now this is the thing that I remember as a child. We were on food stamps for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And we would go to the store and everybody else is paying with regular looking money. Mm-hmm. And we'd have a purple $5 bill and a pink $10 bill and an orange $20 bill. And you know, we would wait for all the other kids because, you know, we're kids going to the store. We go to the store for our parents, you know, just like the kids do now. And we would wait for all the other kids to get through the line. And then we would go last because it was embarrassing. It was, you know, a source of shame for us that we were in there. And if you pull out that money, everybody knew what you were getting. And so I need to know, when you get this tab card, what does it look like? Does everybody see it and know your business when you're getting on the bus? Like, oh, that's a tab card. That's not a regular card. You only paying a dollar.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if you've ever seen our go-to card. It's, you know, it's yellow and blue. And it's the same card anybody uses that gets any time of pass. It doesn't look any different with the tap. Now, of course, our computer can tell the difference, and it knows only to charge you a dollar. But unless you're speaking, you know, the binary language of computers, you're not going to be able to tell by looking at it. So, partly that's for the privacy of our tap folks. And partly that's just for us. Why would we want to have a whole separate system, you know, that we have to deal with? So it's simpler for everybody. And that's partly why, you know, our application is quick. We just try to keep it simple, makes it easier.
Yeah, it does. And I appreciate you keeping it simple and making it easy for people to apply for the TAP program. Now, give us the information again. Where can they go to apply online? And if they're internet insecure and they're listening to our station, where can they go to get a physical paper application?
So we have transit stores in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. And of course, if you have any questions about TAP, you can always call our main info line, 612-373-3333. That's for TAP, but that's also for anything else Metro Transit. A ton of resources there about how to ride the bus, when, where, how much it costs, all that. And, of course, they're happy to answer questions about TAP, too. So they can tell you where to go and sign up in person, if that's what you'd prefer. If you've got a smartphone, you can crack it out, your application on that in about 2 minutes, and we'll send you the card by mail. If you don't have a smartphone either, the librarians, they're so helpful. You can always use the computer there as well. So, and they're all pretty, I think they're all pretty familiar with TAP. Some of them are TAP partners, the libraries. So they're very healthy to either get you a card from themselves if they're a partner or just help you use the computer to do it.
Well, Andrea Keepy, thank you so much for being on the Sunday night show with me. And thank you for starting off your week, making sure that everyone has this information, because if it doesn't apply to you, there's a child in your class. There's a family at your church. There is somebody that you know who could use and benefit from this program. So spread the word.
Absolutely.
Don't tune out if you think, well, you know, I'm driving a Volvo. Why is she talking about a TAP program? This does not apply to me. But it applies to somebody who works for you. Yes.
Almost everybody knows someone who's been laid off, or that niece who's in the entry-level job making 15, you know, bucks an hour. And there's no reason those people should be paying full price when they could be saving. Why not?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information and spending your Sunday night with me. I had a great time, and I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, ma'am. Have a good one.